みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 9. Are you coming or going in Japanese? Welcome to Japanese Pod 101. With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook.
Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about preferences, what you like and don't like.
Where does this conversation take place, and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at Madoka's house where Kent is staying, and it's between Kent, Madoka, and Madoka's mother. Madoka and her mother speak informally, but Kent speaks formally when speaking to Madoka's mother. Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were wondering if you've tried it, and if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comment section of this lesson. Let's listen to the conversation.
ただいま。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。ママ、今日、カレー？
そう。ケントくん、カレー好き？
ああ。
嫌い。
好き。大好きです。
もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
ただいま。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
ママ、今日、カレー？
そう、ケントくん、カレー好き？
ああ。
嫌い？
好き、大好きです。
今度は英語が入ります。
ただいま。
I'm home.
ただいま。
I'm home.
おかえりなさい。
Welcome home.
ママ、今日、カレー？
Mom, is it curry today?
そう。ケントくん、カレー好き？
Yes. Kent, do you like curry?
ああ。
嫌い。
You hate it?
好き。
I like it.
大好きです。
I love it. Wow, so Kent gets to have curry twice in one day, right?
Right. I think that's why Madoka was hesitating a little when she asked her mother, 今日カレー？ Is it curry today?
Because she knew Kent had just had some at lunchtime.
そうそう。Kent was polite about it, though. He said, 大好きです。
I love it.
By the way, this curry thing used to happen to me all the time when I was in elementary school. I mean, when I had curry at school, my mother cooked curry for dinner.
Oh, so you got it twice in one day, right?
So,
did you ever complain about it to your mother?
Not really, because I love curry after all. カレー大好きです。But maybe I said, またカレー？
Curry again? Because you can have too much of a good thing sometimes.
ケットさん、ボーイフレンドのカレー好き？
あ、大好きです。I love my, yeah, my boyfriend's curry is the best.
いいですよね。
Okay, so now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
好き
Likeable, to like.
好き好き
Okay, and next?
嫌い
Dislike.
嫌い嫌い
Okay, next?
ただいま
I'm home, right now.
ただいまただいま
Okay, and next we have a phrase.
おかえりなさい
Welcome back, welcome home.
おかえりなさいおかえりなさい
Okay, now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is ただいま.
I'm home or I'm back.
Madoka and Kent said this first thing when they got home.
Whenever you come back to a place you left earlier, you can say ただいま.
そうですね, right. Especially when you come back home at the end of the day.
Right. And actually, Naomi-sensei, what does this phrase literally mean?
Oh, good question. The word ただいま literally means just now.
So you're really saying just now when you come home?
Well, the full sentence is actually ただいま帰りました. 帰りました means returned home. So altogether, it's something like I've just now returned home.
It sounds like you're making a really formal declaration. Like, yeah. Everyone, I have returned.
Right. But now we just say ただいま.
Ah, I see. So now let's take a look at the response to ただいま. After Madoka and Kent got home and said ただいま, Madoka's mother said
おかえりなさい.
Welcome home. Welcome back. This is the polite way to say it, isn't it?
That's right. The shortened, most casual version would be おかえり.
So we can say those two phrases are like a set, right? ただいま and おかえり.
そうです, right. When you say one, someone else responds with the other.
And if they don't, that's quite lonely, isn't it?
寂しいですね。Yeah.
It's lonely. And while we're at it, let's introduce some similar set expressions. These ones weren't in the dialogue, but they're closely related to the pair we just looked at. So let's go over them too.
Ah, you mean 行ってきます and 行ってらっしゃい, right?
Yes. So like we mentioned before, ただいま and おかえり are used when someone returns to a place they left earlier. Now let's look at what you say when you first leave a place you plan to return to.
Hmm, sounds a bit complicated,
isn't it? It'll be fine if we do it together.
Okay, so let us give you an example. When you leave home in the morning and plan to return some point, you say 行ってきます。
行ってきます。And this literally means I will go and come back. We won't get too into the grammar here, but it combines the verbs for to go, 行く, and to come, 来る. And would you say this is formal, Naomi-sensei? We have ます on the end, which usually means formal speech, but...
Well, yes. In informal speech, it's possible to use 行ってくる. But when using this as a set phrase, it's really common to use a jestful 行ってきます, even to your own family members.
So the person leaving says 行ってきます, and now what's the response?
行ってらっしゃい.
Literally, go and come back as an imperative. It sounds a bit strange when translated into English.
It does, doesn't it? But I promise it sounds natural in Japanese.
It would be like a mother saying to her kids, have a good day as they leave for school in the morning, or a husband or wife seeing off their partner in the morning as they go to work.
そうですね。Good example. I think that captures the feeling of this phrase well.
Okay, so let's recap. You're leaving a place that you expect to come back to later at some point, and you say,
行ってきます。
The person who is staying behind to see you off says,
行ってらっしゃい。
Later on, you return to the place you left earlier. You say,
ただいま。
And the person who is already there and is welcoming you back would say,
おかえりなさい。Or, おかえり。
All right, it might take a while to sort them all out, but there's a chart for these words in the lesson notes, so make sure to look at that if you need a reminder. In this lesson, you'll learn how to discuss your preferences, what you like and don't like, in Japanese. You'll learn four words that express four different levels of like and dislike.
Let's start with the words that simply mean like and dislike.
Sounds good.
Like is 好き. In the dialogue, Madoka's mother asked Kent, カレー好き?
Do you like curry?
Dislike is 嫌い. Kent didn't respond to her question right away, so she asked, 嫌い?
You hate it? Now, let's look at the sentence structure for saying you like or dislike something. It's pretty simple. You say the name of the thing you are talking about, add the particle が, and then say 好き for like or 嫌い for dislike.
For example, 猫 is cat. So 猫が好き would be I like cats.
Or you could change 好き to 嫌い and say 猫が嫌い, I hate cats. By the way, which one is true for you, Naomi-sensei? Do you like cats or...?
Mama.
Mama. So they're okay. Cats are okay.
Yeah, I don't mind having them. So do you remember this phrase, mama?
Mama meaning I don't mind one way or the other.
So-so. But for this lesson, I would say 猫が好きです
Ah, so for the purposes of this lesson, you like cats. Okay, so now we can assume you're talking about yourself because of the context, but just in case, can you add the subject I too?
Sure. The full sentence would be 私は猫が好き or 私は猫が好きです。
So I like cats.
How about you, cat? What's something you like?
Unfortunately, I love shopping, so 私は買い物が好きです。I like shopping, which is an understatement.
Shopping is 買い物。
買い物。Okay, Naomi-sensei, so now we know 好き and 嫌い, meaning like and dislike. But what about those times when we'd want to say just how much we love or hate something?
Ah, where 好き and 嫌い don't seem to be strong enough?
Exactly. Let's share with the listeners what we can say in those cases.
The key word there is 大, which means large or big.When we add it to the beginning of 好き or 嫌い, we can emphasize the word even more.
So 好き would become
大好き,
I love it. And 嫌い would become
大嫌い,
I hate it. Let's look at the conversation again. Madoka's mother asked Kent if he liked curry, and he said
好き, 大好きです,
I like it, I love it. He didn't want Madoka's mother to think that he didn't like curry, so he emphasized how much he liked it by using 大好き.
そうですね, right. Let's share some example sentences.
Okay, I'll ask first. Naomi-sensei, what's something that you really, really hate?
Really, really hate?
It's kind of difficult.
That's a really difficult question. ゴキブリが大嫌いです.
Ah, ゴキブリね。Cockroaches.
Yeah.
So now he said, I hate cockroaches.
Yeah, I just saw one in the morning.
That's so unlucky.
How about you, Kato-san?
Listeners may find this stupid, but I have a fear of frogs. So, 私はカエルが大嫌いです. I hate frogs.
Oh, so?
Yes, I don't like, I don't like the way they jump.
Really? Maybe 私は大きいカエルが嫌いです。But 小さいカエルは好きです。
Ah, so Naomi-sensei said, I hate big frogs, but I like small frogs. But I hate all frogs.
Any frogs.
Any frogs. Okay, now that we've gone through all four words, can we have them in order, starting with the highest level of like?
Sure. First would be 大好き.
I love it.
And then 好き.
I like it.
And then 嫌い.
I don't like it.
And then, 大嫌い.
I hate it. Oh, and one last thing we should mention since we are covering informal speech.
What's that?
Well, we said that the sentence structure for saying you like or hate something is thing plus が plus preference word, right? But in informal speech, you can drop the particle が and still sound completely natural.
Yes, that's right. Like 猫好き, I like cats. Or 犬嫌い, I don't like dogs.
If you notice, Madoka's mother didn't use any particle when she asked Kent if he liked curry.
Right. She said, カレー好き?
Okay, well that's all the time we have for this lesson. Listeners, we have some homework for you. Please use the grammar from today's lesson and leave us a comment in the comment section telling us what you like or dislike.
Sounds great. This is your chance to use what you learned.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.Enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We'll be waiting for your comments. Until next time, everyone.
じゃあまた。
ただいま。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
ママ、今日、カレー?
そう。ケント君、カレー好き?
ああ。
嫌い。
好き。大好きです。